I can't imagine what got into him.
I've been expecting something like this ever since he returned from the Ultra Probe.
He was probably the world's top poet, and perhaps the best astronaut ever to leave Earth.
He's unstable, John. A suppressed hysteric, subject to recurring hallucinations. Where was he trying to go here in the middle of nowhere, and in his pajamas?
I don't know what was in his mind, but I do know that something happened out there beyond Ultra. Something neither you nor I can understand.
I want to tell you a poem. Would you like to hear it?
Let me show you something.
Dr. Octagon, paramedic fetus of the East with priests. I'm from the church of the operating room. With the strikes of force, scalpel since the Holocaust. I do indeed and greed, explore, meet the patients. Back to rooms with the nurse with the voodoo curse. Holding up office lights, standing at view tight. Back and forth, left wing, swing to north. East and south with blood pouring down your mouth. I come prepared with the white suit and stethoscope. Listen to your heartbeat, delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap. Look at the land. Blue flowers, grown by the purple palm. See the polka dots. Blue flowers, growing by the purple palm. Yellow index. Blue flowers. Posing bags on down right from the hospital. It's a patient is worth to keep the germs off the turf. Cybernetic microscopes and metal antidotes. Two telescopes that magnify size of a roach. See computers, a cup of coffee, planning with my hand. And astral planet detached, turn on rare fogging. Cut the light on the kid, turn it bright on. Supersonic waves combine and burn his brainwaves. I see the mascot of evil, he's not Knievel. Shakespeare's gone, don't even think about him. Yes. As I go into the park, I see blue flowers. It's raining green. Got the pond. Blue flowers. It's totally raining green. Boring. Blue flowers. I smell the bees and the birds. Blue flowers. Different aspects of life. Blue flowers. I'm prepared with the white suit and stethoscope. Listen. Delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap. Look at the land. Blue flowers. Going about the pond. Look. Blue flowers. Going about the pond. Look. Blue flowers. Going about the pond. Look.
Hello, and welcome to Twat Radio, episode 111. I'm your host, Ponyboy, and the topic for today is going to be a follow-up from my previous episode 97 on physical security case modifications. In my previous one, if you don't care to go back and listen to it, I talked about a modification of inserting switches in between, in series with the mic, or excuse me, with the mouse and keyboard of your computer so that you could turn the switches off and lock it behind your case door so that people would not be able to use your computer while you were away. And I thought that I would go a step forward on that and work with another concept that I tossed around. Now, take for example, you've got your switches modded in so that people can't, you know, use your keyboard or your mouse unless you unlock the door and turn the switches back on. But let's say you're running late and you forget to close the door or you forget to lock it. What then? People can just come right in and switch them back up. Well, I dreamed up a little modification that will keep them from that will add an extra layer of security to your case there. And this one's actually going to keep them from being able to turn it on in the first place. So what you're going to do is you're going to get a key switch, which is exactly as it sounds. It's a switch with a key. And you're actually going to take your power button, and in series with your power button, in one of the leads coming off of it, you're going to attach this key switch in there. And I personally, with my case, just happened to be big enough. I had a cylindrical lock, which is the kind of lock like you would see actually on the door of your case usually, or maybe on a soda machine somewhere. And I happened to have a key switch that had that kind of lock on it, which is a lot harder to pick than just a normal, you know, pen tumbler lock, which is what you'd see on like a normal master lock. And I lucked out in the sense that where my power button was on my computer, the hole in the where the power button was mounted was big enough to fit that whole key switch in. So I went ahead and mounted it right there where my power button once was and just got rid of the power button. Now, you can do that, you know, if you want to. You can, you know, drill a hole out bigger, get a nibbling tool and nibble the actual metal framework of your case so you can mount it in. Or what you might consider doing is actually running the lead and extending it with a new wire up to maybe the top of your case or somewhere on the side of your case and actually mounting the key switch in there so that you still use the power button to turn it on, but you have to have the key switch activated before the power button will work. And, I mean, you can get these key switches just about anywhere. Any electronic store should have them. If not, they will know where to get them. You can get it from the Jamico Electronics catalog is a really nice place to order some things. I got mine at Fry's Electronics. I picked it up for about $2.50, I think, $3. But it's well worth the investment. I mean, it really does make your case fairly secure from, you know, your general everyday nosy person. You know, it's not going to protect you from people like, you know, it's not going to keep a federal agency out if they're trying to access your stuff. But, you know, your mom or your kid brother or whatever that, you know, wants to hop on to see what kind of, you know, porn websites you've been looking at, it locks them out in the most literal sense. So that is actually going to be this episode. Again, to recap, all you got to do is solder a key switch in series or replacing your power button and then mount it on your case somewhere so that you can access it from the outside. And that's really going to wrap it up for this episode of Twat Radio. This has been your host, Ponyboy, and if you want to read this later, this concept as well as the concept from the previous episode, you can check it out at tinyurl.com/QY3ZA. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for listening to Twat Radio, and this has been Ponyboy. Have a great day.